Welcome to Faith and Family. We're a Christian family community that aims to provide Christian values. I'm Mariel Gutierrez. I'm a tired mom. I have two kids, a husband, a dog, so I'm juggling a lot of responsibilities. And you know, it's the common mom conundrum that the family starts up with. Hey, mom, where's this? Mom, what's for dinner? Mom, can you... fill in the blanks, everything. It can get really exhausting. And most days, no one really says, thanks, mom, or good job, mom. You know, and it's easy for moms, maybe moms like me, to feel underappreciated. Have you ever really felt like that, moms out there? Or could it be that we're feeling, quote, underappreciated, maybe because we aren't teaching our kids how to be grateful? After all, children are born without feelings of gratitude. It's not something they know right away, right? It's something they have to learn. So let's ask our moms who are with us today. Today we have Mommy Bernie, Mommy Jewel, and Mommy Emmerich. Hey, moms.
Hi.
How's your day today?
For me, normally Mondays are the days that I go into work, but for the rest of the days, through Tuesday through Friday, I work at home and I also take care of my three-year-old. So it's logging in, the boy wakes up, go to the computer, the boy wants breakfast, go back to the computer, and then the boy watches a little bit of Daniel Tiger, and I feel like I'm juggling work at the same time I have a curriculum for my son. I have my good days and I have my bad days, because as perfect as it may sound, it doesn't always streamline like that.
I'm a teacher, and so it's kind of nice because right now I'm on summer vacation. But summer vacation, I should be on vacation, sleeping in. I should be reading a book and enjoying myself, taking like frequent trips to the beach. But okay, so let me paint the picture. My boys, I have three boys. They are 9, 12, and 15. The 9 and the 12-year-old are on a swim team. Practice is at 7 o'clock in the morning. So I have to wake up earlier than them because they don't wake up on their own. So I get up at around 6 so that I could have a moment to myself like you were describing, which is awesome. And then at around 6:30, I'm starting to wake them up. And I've got to do it a few times. You know, I've got to make my rounds. I first start off singing. So I'm singing the wake up song and, you know, and they're covering
it. We want to hear it. We want to hear the wake up
song. Yeah, I want to know what the wake up song is.
Okay, it goes, wake up. Wake up, it's time to wake up. And I just kind of make up whatever, and I start clapping my hands, and
nice.
And they pull the covers over their head. After maybe 15 minutes of doing that, they reluctantly get up, put their swim clothes on, and I leave my 15-year-old in bed, and we head off to the pool. So they're doing their warm-up, and I'm sitting, you know, trying to memorize my processional for Thanksgiving as I'm sitting there. And I'm planning, you know, some of the stuff, getting ready for the following school year. So I'm doing my own little thing while they're in swim practice. And I call my older son. And I call him and I text him and I call him until he wakes up and tell him, you know, okay, you gotta go for a morning jog, do something, you gotta, you know, read a book, you know, all this stuff. And after all that's done, we got to come home. I have to make breakfast. Mm-hmm. Then before you know it, it's lunch. Then I got to take Andrew to piano. And they've got to memorize their processional too. So I'm quizzing them with their processional as well. And this is just Monday, ladies. It's pretty crazy. A lot rides on my shoulders.
I almost feel guilty.
No.
Like, you know, painting my day listening to you guys, because I'm a firm believer of it takes a whole village to raise a children. So I moved my parents back with me when I started having my children. So my day, I don't know why I'm so tired. I actually have a lot of help at home. but I'm like, why do I sound so tired then?
Oh, it's tiring.
You're still a mom.
You're still a mom, yeah.
No, I mean, they're little, so they're crawling all over you.
Yeah, but you know, but even with all of that said, there are still moments. Maybe unappreciated is not the word. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like, there are still moments that we do things and... maybe our family, well, maybe it is underappreciated. Do we ever feel, is there ever moments where we feel underappreciated? Or maybe underappreciated is not the word. What do you guys think?
Well, okay.
Are there efforts that go unnoticed? Like, what is it?
I think that I feel like they take me for granted.
No.
Maybe the word is, I'm not looking for their appreciation, but right. I'm looking for them to pitch in, you know, without being told.
Without being told.
If yes, I without tell the them. Yeah, if I tell
them. It doesn't
them,
count.
Exactly, you know, yeah. But I don't know. Because I often say to my kids, you know, there's six people in this family. And I'm like, in a team where there are six people, let's pretend basketball, there's five people right. on the team. If only one person was running up and down the court, trying to make all the baskets, and all the other four people were just like, that's cool. I'm going to watch you. You're doing a great job. You know,
if they even say you're doing a great job, right?
Yeah. You know, today we had a Costco trip and I parked the car, we're home, and they start, they're so eager to get in the door so they could play their video games and get on Skype and talk to their friends. And I'm like, boys, should I carry all this by myself? And they're like, oh, yeah, mom, do you need help? Do you need help?
Like, do you need help?
Do you need help?
I'm like, oh, no, this watermelon is kind of heavy, the one you picked out, David, you know?
Oh, man, you know what's funny is my kids, what they'll do is so we'll open the trunk and they'll pick out the snacks that they want they in walk. The bags and they'll walk away.
Helping.
They're like, we're helping. I'm like, no. You know, like, I think that you guys are right, though. It's not necessarily, like, underappreciated. Like, for me, like I've said it before, I feel like sometimes it is, like, a little bit of disregard.
I feel that it's not that it's underappreciated. Uh-huh. It's more of they don't know, you know, since they were born, we were like, you know, as moms, we were there for
mommy
them.
Does everything. Mommy makes
yes,
everything.
Mommy does everything.
Yeah. You know, it's I guess it's up to us to. Kind of
to teach them. You know,
that's
so it's
funny because it's our fault. This is not how this was supposed to go.
I feel guilty again.
That's the reason why it's a conscious effort to actually teach our children to be a certain way.
You know what? Yes. You know? Okay, so like on that point, you just said it, right? You hit the nail on the head. So could it be that we're feeling underappreciated or all these other feelings that we just discussed because maybe we aren't teaching our kids how to be kind, encouraging, and grateful? According to an article published on KSL.com, there are 8 compliments that our kids are dying to hear. Okay, so number 1, I believe in you. That choice makes me proud. I appreciate your ability to blank. I'm thankful that you're in my family. I can trust you to be honest with me. You made a good choice. I know you did your best. And last but not least, I love you. Duh, right? Mm-hmm. So, we're all tired. But how many of those things can we honestly say that we tell our kids?
You know what? I'm feeling proud of myself right now.
Oh, girl. Okay.
Me too.
And I'm over here like, oh.
Me too. I'm like, oh, I gotta say this more often.
What you just said right now, Mar. Like, for example, another Christian mom has, taught me, the older ones, you have to make them responsible for the younger ones. And so, like, with Hayden or with Jasmine, I always tell them, like, you know, I am so proud of how well you take care of your brother. You know, your brother Hudson and your ate, you always protect them. Well, really, on the side, I'm thinking in my head, like, man, you're always so mean to them. But
yeah, but you want to highlight the good that they just did,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. You know,
reverse psychology.
Right.
Totally.
Boom.
So I hopefully he doesn't hear this podcast. You know? So what I like to tell, like, Jasmine, Are you proud of how you made that choice? Because I feel like they it's not just them making us proud or others proud, that they also should be proud
of themselves.
Yeah, proud of not necessarily having pride in themselves, mm-hmm. that they're proud that they made good decisions.
Right,
you know what I mean, for themselves, not always just for everybody. And so, that's why I think like I said earlier, it's a conscious effort. To actively say these things to our kids, even though really in your head it's like, why in the world did you just hit your brother? You know, why in the world did you just kick your sister? So I'm hoping that over the years, as they grow up, that those things they learn to implement in their lives.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
One of the books that I read a book called Mindset. And actually, as you were going through the list of things that you should be saying to your children, it kind of meshed with the what I learned in the book, how we need to praise our children, not for their natural endowments, but for the efforts that they make, for the hard work that they do, for things they have control over, because we want them to, you know, through when we praise them that way, then it continues to reaffirm the fact that they when they work hard, you know, that they're in control of their accomplishments, their successes, through their own efforts and through their hard work.
Well, that's what I also do with my 3-year-old, because, you know, he's still, you know, at that learning stages. So for him, you know, when he cleans up his toys, or when, you know, he does help with the groceries, I do what Jewel was saying, where, like, you know what, Daddy, you know what JoJo did today? He cleaned up his toys by himself. And then, you know, he helped Mommy do this and that. And when he hears it, I see his reaction. It's a little like, and then he goes and tells his dad, I put away my books, and I put it this way and that way. So it's just like, sometimes it goes back to what Jewel was saying. It's just like that encouragement, and it's up to us to start honing him into that direction. So but I'm taking all these notes. Emmerich, girl, I'm searching you on Facebook.
No, just listening to you guys, you know, is really reminding me that I need to be a model for showing appreciation.
You already are, girl. You're a model to us.
Right? That's what I was going to say. I'm like, I feel like I need to do 20 push-ups after this.
All right. So with all that said, in that sense of appreciation, what do we hope for them to learn about gratitude in terms of their spirituality?
For me, as what I find really useful or effective is when you teach your child on the spot. When they do something, like, for example, if Hudson or Hayden or Jasmine, they did something well, I always tell them, you know what? See how God has blessed you. See how God has healed your boo-boo right away.
Right.
You know what? Why don't you pray and thank God for that? So on that, like, on the spot, like, we'll pray right away. You know what I mean? Rather than waiting till the evening or something, because they see the results of their skin healing or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And right away they connected with, it's because God allowed this to happen. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's important to let them recognize that right away. So it doesn't have to be big, humongous things, but it's the everyday little things that we do in life that happens to us that we have to always be grateful for. And so I think it's important to immediately recognize them, thank God with a prayer on the spot. You know right. what I mean? And so, and in addition to that, even the evenings.
Yeah. I also try to make it a habit that when, you know, positive things happen in their life, that, you know, they notice that it's God's blessings, you know, like blessing us with. But another thing I always talk to my kids about is appreciation versus entitlement, the feeling of gratitude versus feeling entitled, and how they're on two opposite sides of the spectrum. And I remind them to always stay humble. You know, you're not owed anything. I forbid them to say, I deserved it. Mm-hmm. I remind them that God doesn't owe us anything. You know, it's us who owe God, you know, everything that we have. So I'm trying to think, instead of saying, like, I deserve something, or, you know, I say, you know, you were blessed with something, you know, you were given a gift, you know, and be appreciative for that gift. So we say, of all the matter in the whole entire universe that God created, he created all the planets, he created all the stars, he created all these different things, he created Earth, and look at the teeny tiny piece of matter that we are. We're so tiny in comparison to the whole universe, but God still gives us gifts. You know, and I'm like, so cherish it. It doesn't matter what it is, you know? It doesn't matter how big the gift or how little the gift or whatever. We aren't owed anything, you know? So appreciate everything you have, you know? So those are things we talk about. Obviously, you know, talking about it is one thing, you know, but the action of appreciation is another thing. So it's a work in progress. You know, I don't have the formula down, but I know that discussing it, at least, you know, making them recognize and not feel like I'm owed everything.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm hoping that, you know, it sinks in, but a lot of, I've learned a lot from you guys today, just in modeling appreciation, because I don't think I model it enough. I think maybe I might be a little bit more like, boys, you need to like work, you need to help me, you know? Instead of being, oh, thank you, son, for making your bed this morning, even though they didn't, and I look at the bed, you know.
What's the effort?
I need to stay a little bit more positive, because it's really easy to get into that negative zone, you know?
Yeah, right.
And to make a conscious effort to not go there all the time, but to be a little bit more clever in your parenting, you know, so that we can.
Well, speaking, like during dinner, I try to, and another mom has taught me to do this, just simple things by asking, what are you thankful for? Like what today, from today, are you thankful for, you know? I mean, my kids are still young, and so it's, I love the stuff that they come up with. You know what I mean? One thing I do love, they always, always, three things they always say, you know, I'm thankful for God. They always say it. And I'm thankful for my family, and I'm thankful for the church all the time, you know? And I love how they say, I say, hey, give me three things. And they're like, can I have 10 things? You know? And so, it's focusing on the, you're right, it's having that discussion. It's so key to have, because communication is key, and it helps us to understand, okay, are they getting it? Are they understanding the importance of being thankful for the things that they have? Especially for our young ones, you know. I'm sure it's going to change as they get older, but hopefully it stays in them as they get older.
I think it does, especially, I mean, if my boys... Because, you know, I've tried to do it since they were young, especially in regards to God, you know, like be appreciative for God's blessings in your life. They may not like always be the best at showing appreciation towards me, but they are pretty good about noticing God's blessings and thanking God for the blessings, you know, because they'll even tell me like sometimes when they come home from school, you know, like, oh my gosh, this happened and I prayed about it and God gave it to me, you know, like this. So, and then I'm like, well, did you say thank you? They're like, yes. I'm like, okay, good.
That's,
you know,
good.
So it does, I think it does carry over, you know, into as they get older, as long.
And I love how you said that, Emmerich. And I think that's the reason why the whole underappreciation is not necessarily felt. Because ultimately, we want to model by them appreciating everything back to God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not necessarily towards us.
Right.
Not necessarily. And I think that's what we've, in the church, what we learn is that the appreciation always goes back to God and not necessarily to anybody. You know, it's back to God. You know, how do we always give the credit back to God? And so I think you really hit it on point, Emmerich, by saying that that's what actually brings it home for us, is that when we see that our kids realize that their appreciation is back to God, you know what I mean? And that's what gives us that gratitude of like, wow, you know, it really is sinking in them.
Yeah.
What about you, Bernie? Is it too early to teach it right now?
You know, a little, not, it's never too early, but I think that, you know, if you lead by, for me right now, it's just by example, not just by words. And one of the things that, I wouldn't say it's to the extreme, but a few weeks ago, my son and I got into a car accident. My son was with me, and this, I've been into a car accident before, but this is the first time that it was with my son. So that shook me up a lot. Because, you know, when you get into a car accident, it's just you. You're just like, I'm cool, whatever. But this time you got your kid in the back. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we got home, you know, I'm still waiting for my husband to come home. And as soon as I got home, I said, son, you know, okay, don't cry, don't cry. I said, son, we are going to pray. And he was just like, why? Because the accident? I said, yes. So I had him kneel. And this was, I had him kneel with me. I didn't even take my shoes off. I just dropped my purse. And that's the first thing we did was kneel. And we said a prayer. And then after we said the prayer, I explained to my son why we prayed, you know, because we're thanking him that we were okay and he protected us and we, you know, we really didn't get hurt. And, you know, my son is like, oh, you know, are we praying for the car too? I said, well, you know, the car is just something that, you know, it's just the car, but I'm praying that you and I are okay. So the next worship service, you know, anybody, you know, if anybody's talked to my son, he talks a lot. He'll tell you a story and he'll go a mile a minute. And so he goes to church and, you know, I had posted a picture on Facebook about the car accident. So, you know, brethren from church were asking if we were okay. And my son was like, we got into a car accident and then the car went bam. But then we went home and we thank God that we're okay. So it's okay.
Aww.
So, you know, to know that even at those times, we remind them about God through our, you know, about when we accomplish things, you know, when the little boo-boos happened, and even, you know, things that are a little bit more serious, you know, like something like that, where, like, even if it's the worst, no matter what you do, if you're okay, you always remember to thank God because we're okay.
All right, so based on this podcast today, we've learned that appreciation, though sometimes not felt or, you know, but it can be taught, right? Absolutely. Gratitude can be taught. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So you moms out there, even though your kids or your spouse may forget to say it and show it, know that we feel you. We're out here. We know what you're going through and we appreciate you. And you know what? Maybe if we incorporated the language, you know, those 8 compliments that our kids are dying to hear into our daily routines, you know, we teach gratitude, that our families will pick up on our cues and appreciate, you know, learn appreciation and be able to mirror that virtue, right? Yeah. Not necessarily because we need the praise or the thank you or the recognition for that 2-day-old spaghetti that we packed into their lunchboxes. That's still good, right? 2 days is fine, right?
I think it was in the fridge.
It was in the fridge, definitely. Or the oven.
It's
I can't remember.
Better 2 days later.
See? All right. So we don't need the thank yous, but, you know, appreciation. It's a virtue that needs to be honed and practiced. So I want to thank you, ladies, Jewel, Bernie, Emmerich. Thanks for hanging out with us today on Faith and Family.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Aside from finding us on incmedia.org, you can catch these podcasts on iTunes and Google Play. We will catch you next time here on Faith and Family.